Nu zeggen dus met Avimori, ja, kan niet zo print gaan ze zeggen, niet met Daniela Shade was je schuur fout. So we were talking about the question in the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach about the person is not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis because he didn't have kavana, and you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana. So does that mean that not only he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, but he's wearing a beged now without dalet kantzos, without tzitzis, even though the ma'aseh there's tzitzis there, but maybe it's just the strings. It's not, so like Rabbi Aaron said from Rabbi Parnas, in the halachic universe, it's not there, even though it's there in the physical universe. So therefore, so that's what the Bir Halacha said. If you get an aliyah, say by Mincha and Shabbos, and you're running to get the talis and put it on, and you're not thinking anything, So maybe that would be a problem of not only not getting the mitzvah, but being mevatel. So that's the question. So Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed maybe there's a middle ground. Maybe there's a middle ground that you're not getting the mitzvah, but still it's not considered because you don't get the mitzvah, but it's still a shame tzitzis that you're not having it. A beged b'li dalet kantzos. Mishnah Berurah thought, no, it's all or nothing. If you're not getting the mitzvah, because that means that the tzitzis are not tzitzis, you're not getting the mitzvah. So then it's considered being lovish a beged b'li dalet kantzos. So let's look now. There's a famous Minchas Chinuch on page two. So let's look at this Minchas Chinuch and see how Shlomo Fischer ties it into this discussion. Look on page two. It's interesting. He starts off. It's interesting because the Chaskinach is known to, like, it's a pill pull, not necessarily what's the din of a drogan, Mashenu. But still, right. So you're saying I'm not theoretical, but you're saying I'm not really theoretical, but I don't know. Okay. Because Mokom lo em na latarit kushiyas atoysis. So there's a famous Tosis at Sukkah. What does the pasuk say? Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'cha Shivas Yomim. L'cha L'mute Gosim. Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'cha Shivas Yomim. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes says, L'mute Gosim. So Tosis asks the Kasha, but it's a mitzvah of Avera, so what do you need a pasuk for? Right? It's a mitzvah of Avera, it's pasuk, so what do you need the pasuk? That's why it's no good. You don't need the pasuk. You have a concept of mitzvah b'aveira. That's the famous kasha. So he says what, that maybe mitzvah b'aveira is only what? Only the rabbanon. That's one territory. Yeah. Maybe it's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, you need a pasuk of Chakatsukas Talachsalacha that it's Psalm Midaraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I have my own terms to this kasha. Why do you need, in other words, why do you need two limudim, basically, to say that Sukkah Gzula is pasul, the limud of Chakatsukas Talachsalacha, the Gzula, not limud number one. And limud number two, the idea of mitzvah b'aveira seems to be superfluous to have two different sources why it's possible. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, the line that begins b'lav on the page two, the line that begins b'lav. The two things in mitzvah seseh. It's a mitzvah that you a chovah on the person to do these mitzvahs, to put on tefillin, esrog, matzah, Mitzvah kazu mikaim osa also ratzon habaris barach pisale. If you do it, you get the mitzvah. You can't see the melech baruch hu. The mevatel hamitzvah, but if you mevatel the mitzvah, ve'enu manich tefillin or shalona talulav, bitel hamitzvah osa negi ratzonis baruch hu anoshi anesh. But then there's, if you don't do the mitzvah, it's not just a power thing. You mevatel the mitzvah. That's brought down in the Sfarim. Rav Shechter likes to quote it. The Shem Yishmuel brings it down that there are two types of Gehenims. There's Gehenim Shel Eish and Gehenim Shel Shelek. Gehenim Shel Eish is for doing Averis. Because you, Rav Shechter points out, you warmed yourself up with the Koyach HaTaiva to do an Avera. And the Gehenim Shel Shelek means you cooled yourself off, as Rav Shechter pointed out, not to do a mitzvah. So not doing a mitzvah is not just a part of it. You didn't do the good thing. So therefore you're neutral. No, if it's a chiv mitzvah, then it's a bittul mitzvah not to do it. And but therefore,
except for certain very specific mitzvot asay, there is no punishment in the Torah.
Right. So there's no punishment of not doing it, but in the olam hemes in the himmel, then there's going to be that a bit less. In other words, you don't get malchus for not putting on tefillin. You don't get malchus for not eating in the sukkah or for not shaking the lulav or eating matzah. But it's a bit less. Because you have a chiv. So there are two aspects to a mitzvah, a chovas mitzvah. And one is the kiyim mitzvah and one is the bitl mitzvah. So if you put on tefillin, you get a kiyim mitzvah. And if you don't put it on, you get it's a bittul mitzvah. So if you didn't eat matzah the night of Pesach, if you eat matzah, you get a kiyum mitzvah. And if you don't eat it, not only you don't get the kiyum mitzvah, but it's a bittul, it's not a lav, so you're not going to get malchus, but it's still a what we would call an aveira. You would mevatel an essay. But then he says, v'yesh mitzvah se'ein chiyuv la'asosu. You're on tzitzis. Tzitzis, you don't have to wear tzitzis. That Torah lechivos a little if you're not wearing a beged of dal kafos. So if you're going to wear a beged of kafos and put tzitzis on, you're going to get a mitzvah. If you never got yourself in the chiv because you never weren't wearing a beged of dal kafos, so then you're neutral. You didn't do a mitzvah, but you didn't mevatel a mitzvah either because you weren't chayiv in the mitzvah. Now tzitzis, that Torah lechivos a little bit. Beged shel d'arba kafos im rotsa holech below beged shel arba kafos. Ve'eino neged ritzon bori baruch hu. Achimevi atzma l'dei chiyuv shebekavana lovesh arba kafos l'kai mitzvah tzitzis zeder hatov v'yosher. Haklal hu m'kai mitzvah zu osa ritzon habori v'om eino m'kai eino over by tzitzis. He says v'chein mitzvah zu d'haynu sukkah. He says, by sukkah also. He says, Yesh b'shnei chelkei ha-mitzvah. Ta'inu b'lel rishon shel sukkah mitzvah sesei lechol kezayis b'sukkah. The first night is a mitzvah to eat kezayis in the sukkah. U'mechuyiv lachzor achas sukkah. And you have to try to make sure to get a sukkah. He made a rotzei lechol. Einu mo'il ki hu mechuyiv. But if he doesn't want to eat, so that's not a heter because it's like matzah and tefillin. Even though kiyum a mitzvah esay b'layla rishon osa neged ritzono. That's the first time. Second night not. Let's skip now to the next paragraph. V'nei nira had the mitzvah baba veira enu yotze. So if it's the idea of mitzvah baba veira, atam kadosh baruch hu enu rotzu b'kach v'lola rotzun the fun of the sanego yasa katek. In other words, a prosecutor can't be a defender can't be a prosecutor. Meaning, so Hashem says, I don't want you to be doing a mitzvah, which is your, you know, a sanegor, you know, is your advocate can't be done with an adversary, with a prosecutor. So doing a mitzvah, that's your advocate. That's going to advocate in Shemayim for you. But if you're doing it through an Avera, so it's not shayach that this thing was done, is going to be done through an Avera. That's the concept of a mitzvah bob Avera. You can't have a mitzvah done through an Avera. So you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. V'zeh shayich shapir b'mitzvah chiyuvis. Kevin do liyotzi yidei chovas ha-mitzvah, me'la lo'os ha-mitzvah, bitel ha-mitzvah. Ki zeh b'zeh tal ki moshu b'yad. Hava b'mitzvah she'enu chayovas, but it's saying it's a mitzvah that you're not chayim, but it sits in sukkah, and him b'ayim b'averim, emes do lo'kiyem rotzon ha-borei, ki enzer rotzona, aval b'kol mochum lo bitel ha-mitzvah, rak do lo'kiyem ha-mitzvah. So he says, by mitzvah baba vera, so say you stole the tzitzis, you stole the strings. So you can't get the mitzvah. But maybe it's still called tzitzis. So you won't get the avera of being mevatel. So therefore he says, that's why you need a pasuk to say, chag ha-sukos tasel lecha lemut igzula, because if you steal the sukkah, you steal the schach. So on the first night, you're not going to get a mitzvah. But if you eat in the sukkah the first night with stolen schach, you didn't get the mitzvah, but you didn't get an aveira of eating chutz l'sukkah. Because mitzvah b'ma aveira means you can't get a kiyum mitzvah through something that's an aveira. But that doesn't mean that it's not schach. It's still kosher schach. It's just you won't get a mitzvah with that. So therefore, you need the second limud of Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha to say that it's not even a sukkah, and therefore you're going to be considered eating chutz l'sukkah. So that's what he says. He says like this. The next paragraph. Yeng Ashtam Kavino Din Chim Einu Rotsa Lecha B'sukkah V'Ochal Chutz l'sukkah V'Lovish Beged Arba Kafes Einu Rotsa L'Hatel B'Tzitzes etc. So he says, "Achze ima min machmas mitzvah b'aveira." Well, ima Torah pasul gozel. First word on the line is Hatorah on page 2 on the left side in the second paragraph. First word on the line is Hatorah. Ima Torah pasul gozel b'feirush. But if the Torah says Chag HaSukkos tasel lecha lemutei gzula, havel kemisha sichich b'schach pasul shein gedulo min ha'aretz. It's like schach pasul. V'im ochel havel kemisha ochel b'bayis. See, if it's mitzvah baba veira, you don't get a mitzvah, but it's not considered ochel babayis. But if the pasuk so the tells you lemute gzula, so that's that. So it comes out that there are that's why you need the pasuk. In other words, mitzvah baba veira is not going to be sufficient. Because all mitzvah veira tells you that if you have a sukkah gzula, you're not yotze. But it doesn't say necessarily imply that it's not a sukkah at all. Comes chag hasukkos tasel lecha lemutei gzula to say that it's not a mitzvah at all, and therefore it's considered eating chutz l'sukkah. So that's the Milchas Chinuch's famous teretz. Tosfos says hakasha in sukkah daf tes. Why do we need two limudim that a sukkah gzula is possible? The limud of mitzvah baba veira and the limud of chag hasukkos tasel lecha lemutei gzula, isn't it superfluous? That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis gives one teretz that maybe mitzvah baba veira is only a din derabana, and therefore we want to tell you that it's a psul d'oraisa, so therefore you need that halacha. But the Milchas Chinuch gives his own famous teretz that mitzvah baba veira means you won't get a kiyum mitzvah, you won't get mitzvah points in shemayim, but you won't get aveira points either for eating chutz l'sukkah. But that's only if there was a din of mitzvah baba aveira. But since there's another halacha of chag hasukkos tasel lecha lemutei gzula, that he teaches me that that I don't get that not only I don't that it's considered eating chutz l'sukkah. That's not only that I don't get a mitzvah, but it's a zero. And that's the Milchas Chinuch. So the Milchas Chinuch already has this middle track that there could be a possibility, if there wouldn't have been a second pasuk, a second limud, that something could be a sukkah that you won't get a mitzvah, but it still won't be considered eating chutz l'sukkah. And that was the whole discussion we had with the tzitzis. Yeah. So we'll see. So now let's look in the Beis Yishar, page 14. That's where Shlomo Fisher, Satzal. That's the Shabbat. Page 14. 15 is the Simon Lamed Gimel. Rav Shlomo Fisher wrote a form called Beis Yishai. So he wrote two volumes in Halacha and two volumes in Agada. Yeah, so let's see, page 15. Bishara Yosher, that's the Rashi Tevid, Bishara Yosher. Bishara Yosher is of Shimon Shkop. He taught in here, probably this building.
There's no other.
Right, he didn't teach in Gluck. He taught he taught here in the old building. Old building, it says under 1927. That's the building we're in now. 1927. The big bricks. They don't build, make buildings like that anymore. I'm telling you, this is the building.
The heat works well.
The heat works well, yeah.
Look, it doesn't always
work. Yeah.
Sometimes too well.
Too well. I remember I was in the dorm upstairs here some nights. It would be very, in the middle of the winter, it would be hot.
But that's all right because there were cracks in the window.
Okay, so Bishara Yosher Shar Gimel Perak Yutes Kosef Sefer Mechaschina Shinchov Hey Rotzal Chadesh the Madam Atzliin Mishum Mitzvah Babavera Hu Rak LeInyan Mitzvah Hamutelas Akakafte the Gavra. The Mitzvah Babavera is only on a Mitzvah Chiyuvi Kimo Matzah Esrog Tefillin Vechadom Rabbi Sukkah Bechol Yimos Achag Vitzitzis. This is the Rav Shimon Shkop. He wants to critique the Meches Chinuch. The Inyan HaMemutzah, see, the Meches Chinuch again is making a middle category. And that's the whole discussion we had with Rav Shlomo Zalman. Is there a concept, in other words, I have tzitzis on my beged, but I didn't have kavana, so I don't get the mitzvah, because mitzvah tzvichas kavana. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah said, the Bir Halacha, that you're wearing a beged without tzitzis now. But the other possibility is maybe no, you didn't get the mitzvah, but it's not a beged. So that's the question. Mishnah Berurah says, Bir Halacha says, well, enough.
No, but not having kavana isn't the same thing as gazul.
Yes.
And Gazul is Beibes and Gazul is Apiseach. I mean, this is an intrinsic boom in
right. In other words, what Rav Aaron is saying is that he's willing to entertain the possibility of middle stage by the Kavana thing. Because Kavana, so you didn't get the mitzvah, but still it's there.
You did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah properly.
What Rav Aaron is saying is, it's still a chafetz shel mitzvah, even though there's no key in mitzvah. Which again, one Mishnah Berurah thought not.
Yeah, but gazel,
he wants to say, is more intrinsic than gazel, so it's nothing. So he's more willing to.
It's a negative.
So Rabbi is saying he's more willing to understand that there's no middle ground by gazel. Because gazel is gazel, it's puzzles, it's zero. So that's what, let's see if that's what Rav Shimon Shkop is going to say. He says, "Ani es dai the ein divrei mechaschinuch muvorim zeh. The inyan hamemutza shevi mechaschinuch lomar the mitzvah tzitzis v'sukkah avshalokiyah b'mitzvah mikol mokom lo bitul mitzvah esei hu dover rochok min haseichel." He says he thinks the name yom mokom lom the kivna torah mitzvah tzitzis she'asu torah levishes dal kavz lo tzitzis v'chein sukkah asu yeshivas keva Because if the Torah is saying the Torah has an iser to wear a beged below tzitzis, so then you could say that in certain situations you didn't get the mitzvah, you didn't do the iser. But here it's one pasuk. It's one pasuk of emes of a little over a main midrachmana. Let's see again. So then he says, well, having said, one second. He says again, and he is not the Indivray Hamechaschin of Warmed. In your Mutsush, Shehavi Hamechaschin woman, the Mitzit Sitzes, the Sukha Afshaloki and the Mitzit, the Kromokom, believe Beetle Mitzit's essay, who Dover Rochel Menasechel. The name Imhayamokom Loma, the Kavanas at Torah, the Mitzit Sitzes, Shasra Torah, the Vishas, the Al Kafos, below Sitzes, the Hamasukha. Also, Yeshiva's Keva, the bias Chutzla Sukha, Vizo Iker and Mitzvah, Shepshash Ochel, the Tichel also Chutzla Sukha, Vishash Lovish Loyum Chutzla Tzitzis. As I do very Machaschi Muvanim, Im Lovish Dal Kamfos, Matil, Hitil Behem Tzitzis, Shahim Gedim Mitzvah Babavera, Yishmokum Lomer, the Inkzak Lovush below Tzitzis, the Mukomokum Iker Tzitzis Bebeke, Afshal Kiyim Shum Mitzvah. So he says, okay, so let's see for further. It says, "La vin divrei mechas chinuch, natik loshem bir halacha, beis halevi." I'm sorry, it's stuck. Ena ani lufaneinu, ena lufchiv. No se lo shalol l'shmo mikol mokom harish lo ani nipsa inkan orim v'raif. So the Beis Halevi says by tztaka, say you do it tztaka, but it wasn't for l'shem mitzvah. So the bottom line is, like we said before, you lost the money in the street, right? And he picks it up. So the Beis Halevi says has this middle category by tztaka. If you give it l'shem mitzvah, you get a mitzvah. But if you give it not because you want to do a mitzvah, you're doing it for whatever. So then, but bottom line is he still has money and he could buy something to eat. He says the same thing we said yesterday, page 16, by Kisui Hadam, Kiseyu Haruach, right? So you're supposed to, with your Shechta Chayiv Ov, you're supposed to cover up the blood. would offer. But what if the wind came and covered it up? So now you potter from the mitzvah. There was one. So you're exempt from the mitzvah, not that you did the mitzvah. So he says he thinks that's the pshat in the mitzvah she'ikrim totzas ha'maisa v'asam b'lo kavana ein b'yoduki a mitzvah v'kol mokom. That was when he says that's pshat in the mechas chinuch, when the mitzvah is result oriented. Where it's, so if it's mitzvah is result oriented, that the blood should be mechusa. So then if it's done without kavana for the mitzvah, but the result is done. So you didn't get a mitzvah, but you weren't mevatel because the result was done. So he wants to say the same thing by sukkah. That the result was done, that you ate in a sukkah. You ate in a sukkah, even though you didn't get the mitzvah. And then he says, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, page 16. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, that the whole story, Kera'u La Toira, Rokech Taos Laos Bima Shaz Mano Bohol, Mustama in Umchavin, as Bolivoshal Kaima Mitzvah Sese Sotzitzis, May the Over Bezer al Mitzvah Sese, but Lo Meinu Zar. He died to Mechaschina, the Bir Halacha, Leis Lombo, the Ein Lezer Kalovish, Begin blot tzitzis like mishalo lovish begin then dal kamfos klal. So that's the question. What is it considered? You don't do it. Then he quotes the COVID shiur that we saw already. So, mitzvah, yeah. So the Mechas Chinuch is holding that there's this middle ground. There's this middle ground. And he says the pshat of the Mechas Chinuch is when there's a result-oriented thing. So he quotes the Beis Halevi by Tzedaka. If you did it shalol l'shma, he means shalol l'shma, he means shalol b'kavana. That's what he means. So the bottom line is the Ani has food. But you gave it to him not for the purpose of a mitzvah. You gave it to him, I told you, like he's an atheist. So he doesn't believe in God. But he believes in ethics. So he gives it to him because it's ethically, he holds that it's ethically proper. But he doesn't believe in God. So if he does it, that's not a mitzvah. But on the other hand, it's not a bittul either. In other words, you can't say mevatel mitzvah. The pshat is that the mitzvah isn't shaykh. It's like if the wind comes and blows the offer on the dam, I didn't do the mitzvah, but I'm exempt from the mitzvah. So same thing. If one, this guy gave the ani money, he's ahead of me, and he gave it to him. He's an atheist, and he gave him money. So now the guy has food. He has enough money for whatever he needs. So he doesn't need my money now, say. So, in other words, so he's not going to ask me for money. He doesn't need it now. So it's like if the wind came and blew it over, so I don't have to cover the dam because I'm exempt. Or he gives you another example. If you had children when you, say you were a guy and then you converted and you have children when you were going. Hayu Lubanim b'Giyusuf Nisgaya. The Rambam sheet is very famously, it's also if the kids have to Nisgaya also. So you have Jewish kids. But you didn't get a mitzvah. You brought Jewish kids in the world, but those kids, first of all, are not related to you because they were goyim, and then you converted and they converted. But you say that you putter from Puravu because you populated the world. You brought two Jewish kids into the world, even though you're not related to them. Because you had them when you were a goy and they were goyim. And then they both converted. You converted and the kids converted. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. Nimta called the mitzvah seikrin totsos ha-maisim ha-son below kavana, which is a mitzvah ba-veira, ein biyodokiyim ha-mitzvah, when we call mokum niftar min ha-mitzvah. So that's how he's explaining the Milchas Chinuch. And then he says that he's saying it even by Gozel, the Milchas Chinuch. Where Baron said that maybe by Gozel that thing shouldn't apply. In other words, Rav Aaron made a good chilek between mitzvah sviches kavana. Rav Aaron is willing to concede there's a middle ground by mitzvah sviches kavana. Because Rav Aaron is saying that even if you don't have kavana, if you have kavana, you did the mitzvah. If you didn't have kavana, you didn't do the mitzvah, but it's still a chefetzo mitzvah, even b'li kavana. But my shein came, because kavana is more din in the gavra. The chefetz is still a chefetz. But Shenkin Gozel, Rav Aaron is saying, is a psul in the Heftza. Rav Aaron is saying is that he could hear a middle ground, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said yesterday, when you didn't have kavana for a mitzvah and you put on the talis without. So there I could hear a middle ground. There I could hear a middle ground to say that you didn't get a mitzvah, but you didn't mevato an avera either. But by Gozel, Rabban is saying that maybe you can argue with the Milchas Chinuch, and therefore you'll have to give a different teretz. That once it's Gozel, it's nothing. So it's considered eating chutz l'sukkah.
Yeah, but you don't solve the stira between.
Yeah, so then you have to give a different teretz.
That's not Milchas Chinuch.
No, right. No, but Rabban is arguing with the Milchas Chinuch. Right, so Rav Aaron is saying maybe it's a psul even in the Maisa mitzvah because it's a psul in the Heftza Shal mitzvah.
If we say Ein Katigor Naser Samigor, then how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you look at this whole thing kindly if it spiritually smells?
Right, spiritually smells. So right. So you're saying therefore it's a zero.
It's worse than a zero. It's negative.
Chassidim says no. If it's just if we wouldn't have had a pasuk, if we wouldn't have a drasha of chag asukas tavtzel lecha, then it would still would have. Chassidim is saying it wouldn't be a mitzvah, but it still would be considered. The tzitzis are still there. The sukkah is still there. So you don't get a kiyum mitzvah, but it's still a chavtzah shel sukkah. It's still the physical things that a sukkah needs to be. So that's the question. But your intuition is telling you no, that the whole thing is a zero. But the Cheskinah said no. Mitzvah b'mavir means you don't get the kiyum mitzvah, but it's still tzitzis. Still chavtzah shel tzitzis, and therefore you're not considered wearing a bag of the dalkams. Or if you steal the schach, so it's still the Milchas Chinuch says it's still a possibility that you didn't get the mitzvah, but it's still eating in the sukkah. It's only because you have a second limud that makes it you're not eating in the sukkah. Okay. So that's a very nuanced question. Okay. Okay, so that's but I would write you down. I think this is your Chiddush, Rabar. I would write you down in the Shailos L'Chazara. How do you spell your last name?
Aleph Nun Gimel. Samach Tet Reish. Yud Yud Chaf Sofit. There aren't many of us in the world.
Yeah, right. So Rabar's, you see, you got it, you hear his chilk. His chilk is by Gozel, by Mitzvah Mevavim, it should pass on the Chayfetz also. It should be considered Yidin Chutzal Suk. Because Gozel is the din in the Chayfetz. So the Chayfetz is Gozel, so it's not, the Milchus Chinuch says no. The Milchus Chinuch says it's a psul in the Ritzui Hashem. Hashem doesn't, it's still a sukkah, but Hashem is not going to give you mitzvah points if you're doing it through that.
But if a person brought an ola that he stole, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would say, okay, you a Yotze?
Right, in other words, what if you bring a... That's pure Ritzui. Rav Harari says, because that's pure Ritzui. Korban is Ritzui, so therefore you can't meratz Hashem with...
All mitzvot are. Why are we doing mitzvot?
Yeah, Ritzui, but the question is, no, what he's saying is this, you took a neder, a nadava, that you're going to bring a korban, right, Rav Harari? And the korban, so, and you brought the korban hagazah. So were you over in the nether?
No, those are two separate things.
Because you brought a korban.
See, a nether is not a mitzvah.
Right. So Rav Harari is saying no. By a korban, there's no middle stage. By a korban, the definition of a korban is ritzui. And if it wasn't maratza, it's not a korban, and therefore you.
But that was the mocker of Abeisim Gozel Esapiseach. That was the Malachi, no?
Malachi, right. So you're saying
Mitzvah Bavavera. That's the
mocker of Mitzvah Bavavera is the Gozel Dum Piseach Dum Gozel Dum Piseach. So then maybe if that's the mocker, so then maybe that would imply that there's no middle ground by.
There's middle ground. Only the Ritzui aspect of Kiyum.
By a mitzvah.
Any mitzvah.
Kiyum. No Ritzui, but still. Ritzui. But you say by Korban, there's no two. So you still can say by mitzvah, there's still two things. And by Korban, there's not. Even though we compare one to the other. You're saying a Ferrari saying a Korban is Nirtzalo, is about being Maratzat Hashem. But therefore, if it's Gozel,
it's not.
It's still an action. The question is, in other words, that's the whole thing we're debating about. Is there room to have, you know, is the Mishnah Berurah right that if it's not a mitzvah for a Kiyum mitzvah, then it's not a mitzvah to save you from the Bittul mitzvah? So the Michas Chinuch has this middle thing. So Rav Aaron wants to say maybe you can be Michalik by Gozel, there can be. No, he wants to say there's no middle ground. If it's Gozel, so it's no good for the mitzvah, key mitzvah. Now you're eating chutz l'sukkah, even without the pasuk of Tas Elocha.
It's not the question.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're both safe. So we're going to stop now. Okay, so basically, we basically finished packet S. So the shayla is, should we start Hanukkah tomorrow? What do you think?
Yeah.
Should we start Hanukkah already tomorrow? Oh. We should give out the packet about the connection between tzitzis and Hanukkah. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, 11 o'clock, Bez Hashem?
11.
Okay, then we'll start Hanukkah, because after Hanukkah we already have to do Chazar before you know it. The year goes quickly here in the okay, but let's get in some good Hanukkah Torah. I made a lot of packets for Hanukkah, but I'm not sure where I'm giving it in which place. But for here, I think we should at least start with the packet that has to do with tzitzis and Hanukkah. So we'll go from there. Okay. Okay. Well, have a good day.